Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Rejoice in the resurrection. Matthew 28, verse 6. The angel spoke to the women who came to the tomb that early Easter morning and said, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." There was an empty tomb. Jesus had been there, but he was no longer there. You see, we serve a Lord who has risen from the dead. We serve a resurrected Lord. It is not the Lord of man's making. It is the Lord who came from heaven himself and gave himself freely in order that we might have life eternally. We need to rejoice more in the resurrection perhaps than at any other time in our life, because we pass from death to life when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Years ago, I heard a comment that was made by someone far wiser than I, and I have no idea when I heard it or who I heard it from, but it was something like this: if you're born once, you die twice. If you're born twice, you only have to die once. That is so true of the believer. We need not fear death because Jesus has given us life. We enter through the cloak of death and enter the eternal life that is waiting for us. The rich man and Lazarus were given as an illustration by Jesus. The rich man had everything this world could offer, but he had nothing that eternity provided. And as he died, he was in terrible, terrible suffering. And in the midst of his suffering, one of the perhaps worst things that he could have experienced was to see that poor man by the name of Lazarus, the beggar who suffered from sores, who suffered from want and strife and turmoil when he was alive, now in the bosom of Abraham. He was experiencing joy that that rich man would never in all of eternity experience, because he would experience pain forevermore. Oh, what we stand to lose and what we stand to gain. The beauty is that we can experience and rejoice in the resurrection that Jesus gives us. As many as listen to this voice that is speaking to you right now, if you have not received the joy of the resurrection by placing your faith and trust in Jesus, I urge you to do so right now. Make that eternal decision that will give you peace that passes all understanding. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, I pray, Lord, that if there's someone that listens to this right now who's going through the valley of the shadow of disappointment and death and turmoil and strife and all of the evil things of this life, I pray that the hope of eternity might burn brightly and that they might reach out and receive you by faith believing. As that thief on the cross who was there beside you as you were crucified reached out to you and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." That's all he needed to say. "Lord, remember me." And as we call out to you right now, "Lord, remember us." Remember those that have not received you as personal Savior and give them eternal life. Listen to those who call out to you and say, "Lord, remember me as I go through the time of this difficulty in my life," and you hear and you understand and you'll be there beside us. Guide and direct us now throughout the remainder of this day and the days that lie before us, and we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.